Are you tired of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh? Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.
Today we have an amazing artist, Via Mardot, and this is The New Incident. Wonderful, wonderful song, and we have the privilege to have her with us. She's on a Comic-Con, and she's making the time for us. We're really appreciative. Hi, Via. How's it going?
Hello. How's it going?
Good, good, good. Very, very glad to have you. So we're listening to this Danube Incident by Lila Schifrin, and you said there's a very, very important influence for you. So can you tell us a little bit about you and your music, please?
Yes. So my name is Via Mardot. I can't really say exactly what music I play, but I know I really like, you know, Lila Schifrin and a lot of other composers from the 60s in particular. But yeah, I'm inspired by a lot of that kind of stuff. And I play the theremin, the orchestral chimes, and the baritone guitar. Those are like my main instruments. That's all I can think about myself at this moment, I guess.
You said baritone guitar is your main instrument. That's an interesting choice. Why did you pull into that?
Yeah, I just really, ever since, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I've been obsessed with the baritone guitar sound. I love surf music. I love Western, spaghetti Western music. So it was always an instrument. And I think the baritone guitar was a big part of that. So I think, I think it really pulled me in.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's definitely a wonderful guitar. It's interesting. I've come to know a few artists lately that, you know, they're kind of discovering this guitar, this type of guitar. So it's not, maybe offers a prouder, a bigger type of soundscapes. Tell us a little bit of your beginning, when you chose, how were you attracted to becoming a musician, your beginnings.
Okay, well, let's see, my dad has always had really good music taste, or, you know, he was always interested in music that was a bit different and interesting to me, so I think he definitely helped me at the beginning to sculpt my taste a little bit. He introduced me to a lot of cool music that was weird and, you know, very, yeah, weird and interesting stuff. So I got inspired when I finally started finding music for myself and stuff that I really liked. And I found a lot of spaghetti Western, you know, a lot of dark music. Tim Burton, obviously, is one of my favorite composers. And then, you know, Jean-Claude Van Heer, and just a lot of us, you know, Serge Gainsbourg, fantastic composer. So I have a lot of inspiration that have accumulated over the years.
Wonderful. And I see you play a bunch of different instruments. How did you learn, or did you take classes? How do you manage to, play so many instruments?
I was in orchestra. I started off on the violin. Then I went to or no, I started off on viola, and then I went to the upright bass, and then I got, yeah, because I got bored with the viola. And then I stopped orchestra, because I got bored being in orchestra, and I started playing the violin, and then I got a viola, and now I have a cello. So, yeah, and then I also played my dad's classical, which I still play, like, in all my videos. That guitar is from 60s. So it's kind of nice to play, like, an old family guitar.
Yeah, to carry the legacy, right? And, you know, it has the history in it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I always think of my dad, my family, whenever I play. So it's nice. I took guitar lessons very briefly, but most of the stuff I know I kind of learned from YouTube or just, you know, by playing myself, by myself in my room.
Yeah, self-taught and, you know, very, very skilled. So to record and, you know, all your videos have these, you know, like, older type of film sense to it. So what brings you to that, or what's the inspiration, or, you know, it looks to be like a choice, a sensitive choice that you made to choose that kind of vibe. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I guess I was drawn to, like, warmness, warm-looking things, old things. So I usually, like, before I record, I usually put up some lighting that I really like. So, because I usually barely put, like, too many filters on or whatever. But I put up, like, a lot of warm, glowing lighting in my room, behind a curtain usually, while I record the song. And yeah, I just really enjoy. I didn't want it to just be music, because I'm a person who gets bored very fast and very easily. So it's fun to kind of make it a whole. I don't know, like just seeing it and hearing it at the same time, and having it be somewhat of an interesting video. Like, I know they're not particularly, like, interesting, but. At least it doesn't strain your eyes.
Yeah, they're very interesting. It has a cohesiveness and a theme to it, somewhat of nostalgia in my perspective. I really, really like it. It's really hypnotizing sometimes. You know, this is probably the reason why you call attention. Okay, so I want to be brief. I know you made a little bit of time for us. I just want to ask you, what's your opinion about the current music panorama? How do you see yourself being a musician in the future?
I don't know. I'm sorry, can you rephrase the question?
Just your perspective. No, no problem. Just your perspective about the musical, the mainstream musical offering and landscape, the essentially mainstream and the way that musicians have to work nowadays.
Oh, right. Okay. So you mean like what's my opinion on, like, mainstream, like, pop kind of music and whatnot?
Exactly. Your personal opinion.
Well, I don't really listen. I don't really listen to, like, the radio, and I don't really keep up with the new stuff or anything. Most of the people that I listen to are dead, unfortunately. So I guess I don't really know what's going on, but I do 100% believe that I will always want to stay independent, an independent musician. I'm not sure about, you know, labels or anything like that. I'm a little too untrusting. So I've always felt like it's best to do it yourself, which is what I do with everything. I do everything myself.
Yeah, exactly. And keep the creative control as well. And, you know, as a segue to that response, as an independent musician, how do you feel, you know, how would you say your perfect future in terms of music creation would be?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time? It's so loud in this dang Comic-Con. Everybody's so excited and they're all yelling.
That's fantastic. Listen, what's your perfect future as an independent musician creating your music?
Oh, let's see. My perfect future would to be pretty much doing what I'm doing now, but I would love to write for film, more movies, more scores, video games, you know, stuff like that. Anything that has an image to go along with it. I'm more of a soundtrack kind of person. I was never really good with lyrics or anything like that. And it doesn't move me the same way. It does not move me the same way that writing instrumental music does. So probably just working on film in the future. Stuff like that would be a dream.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting avenue and very creative and contributing to culture. Fantastic. So last question. I know you're pressed in time and I really appreciate you taking the time to speak.
Oh, no worries at all. I'm happy to talk.
Thank you. If you had an advice to your younger self, what would that be?
I would tell myself to do only what you want to do and to not be pressured by anybody else to be anything that you're not.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Fantastic. all right. So it's been a pleasure. Via Mardot. Check it out. Wonderful, wonderful music. Very special. A true artist, authentic true artist, and again, Via, thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
All right, enjoy a little bit more of Danube Incident, and till next time.
Of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh. Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.